road. Make sure each man carries food. We won't stop for meals. Move! They scooted. It was mid-afternoon. Goja was 40 miles away, a 10-hour jaunt if everyone kept the pace. If the night wasn't too dark. It shouldn't be if the sky stayed clear. There'd be a quarter moon rising an hour after sunset. Not a lot of light, but maybe enough. The horns that we'd taken from the Shadowmaster's cavalry kept sounding recall. The pickets came running. The gang I'd left up the road arrived. Swan and Mather were impressed by the chaos. Mather said,
"You've taught well."
"I think so."
"What are you fixing to do?"
Swan asked. "Take charge at Goja before Jacques can react." He groaned. "You have a problem with that?"
"Only that we just got finished riding down here. 40 more miles, and I won't have a spine left."
"So walk.
Sindhu, come here."
I took the wide man aside, gave him instructions. He left smiling, gathered 2 dozen men with strong stomachs, mostly his cronies, and crossed the creek. I sent another man to round up the poles we used for practice pikes and spears. Swan asked, "You mind if we get something to eat?"
"Help yourself,
then find me.
I want to talk to you."
"Idiot." He gave me a big nervous smile. I didn't need to be a mind reader to get what was going on in the back of his head. The troops got it together faster than I expected. They had the word, Goja, straight through. I still had a serious problem, lack of a command structure. I had solid squads, and the squad leaders by tens had picked company commanders, but none of those had had more than a few days' practice, and neither of my formally organized battalions had anyone in charge.
"Mather."
He set his foot aside.
"Ma'am,
you strike me as a responsible man. Also, you have field experience and a reputation. I have 2 battalions of 400 men, but no commanders. My man Narayan can muddle through with 1 if I keep him out of trouble. I need somebody to handle the other. A known hero would be perfect, if I thought he wouldn't work against me."
Mather looked me in the eye for several seconds.
"I work for the Radisha. I couldn't."
"I could."
I turned. That was Blade. Smoke had a squeaking fit. Blade grinned, the first I'd seen him do so.
"I don't owe you anything, little man."
He turned to Swan.
"What did I say? Ain't over yet."
Something flickered across Swan's face. He wasn't happy.
"You're putting us in a bad spot, Blade."
"You putting yourself there, Swan. You said it. What kind of people they are. Soon as they got what they want, they're going to stick it in you. That right, wizard? Like you done the Black Company?"
Smoke staggered. He would have been dead if he'd had a bad heart. He looked like he expected me to roast him. I smiled. I'd let him stew a little first.
"I'll accept your offer, Blade. Come meet your 100 leaders.
Once we were out of earshot of the others, I asked, "What did you mean by that remark?"
"Less than it sounded. The wizard, the Radisha, the Prabhrindra. They hurt you more by deceit than treachery. They withheld information. I can't tell you what. I don't know. They thought we were spies you sent ahead. But I can tell you, they never meant to keep their agreement. For some reason, they don't want you to get to Katavar."
Katavar? Croker's mystery destination, the place the Black Company had originated. For 4